After we took the quiz, now it is time to record.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Let's do today's lesson. And today's lesson is about the tashkil. Is about the what?
Tashkil.
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 There are four kinds of tashkil.
What is tashkil?
Four kinds.
It's the dhamma.
The fatha, the kasra, these and the sukun, these are called tashkil. So, tashkil, we have dhamma, we have fatha, we have kasra, and we have sukun. So, how many possibilities? How many possibilities?
Four
possibilities. Okay? For example, Dhamma is Yus Yal'abu. Yal'abu.
What?
Yal'abu. Bu.
Oh, okay.
Bu. Fatha. Yal'aba. كسرة يلعبي سكون
يلعب
is يلعب. You got it? All right. So we have يلعبو يلعب يلعب يلعب. These are tashkil. These are what?
Tashkil.
So, in mubtada and khabar, both take dhamma.
Okay.
So, when we say, for example, Ahmed ya'kul or yal'ab, we say, Ahmed, what is yal'ab?
Play.
What's the meaning play?
Yal'ab.
Play.
Yal'ab
play.
Is
That's
play.
Yal'ab. Instead of studying. I like that idea.
Halo.
Well, you don't want to be a loser, okay? Okay, if studying and doing homework hurts your feelings, and then you don't do it because it hurts your feelings, then you grow up to be a loser. And then when you grow up to be a loser and you have no jobs, and you can't buy a car,
and you can't buy an Xbox,
then you say,
your feelings will be
when they ask you how come, you say, because homework was hurting my feelings when I was young, so I didn't do it. Now you become a loser. So to be a winner, you need to understand that no pain, no?
Gain.
Gain.
I got it first.
All right, good job. So play, when we say Ahmed, yal'ab. When we say Ahmed, yal'ab. Okay. This is, what is Ahmed? Mubtada or khabar?
Mubtada.
Mubtada, right? Ahmed is what? Mubtada. And what is yal'ab?
Khabar.
Okay. Both take dhamma. So you need to understand that both of them take what?
Dhamma.
The mubtada takes marfu'. Marfu'. So the mubtada is marfu'. And this is marfu'. So this is marfu' using dhamma. This is marfu' with dhamma. And this is marfu' with dhamma. Okay. Marfu' means it describes what tashkil will be put on the word.
Okay.
It describes the tashkil. So whenever we have mubtada and khabar, both of them are marfu'. And marfu' is here marfu' bil-dhamma. Marfu' bil-dhamma. You understand?
Yeah.
So we have marfu'. We have possibilities Okay? We have possibilities. And those possibilities are, there are four possibilities. So four forms. Or we can call it al-i'rab. Al-i'rab. We have four forms of i'rab. Four forms of i'rab. We have marfu', okay, mansub, majrur, majzum. So i'rab determines the tashkil. I'rab determines the what?
Tashkil.
And this is called tashkil. We have, from tashkil, we have four forms. Tashkil. We have, yalab. Here. 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 We have tashkil. We have tashkil, right? We have tashkil and we have i'rab. I'rab determines tashkil. I'rab will determine that tashkil. So what determines the tashkil?
I'rab.
I'rab. So when you do i'rab, you can determine the what? Tashkil, right? So when we do this, and we say this is mubtada and this is khabar, we know that, like this, that mubtada is marfu', khabar is marfu', and here the marfu' is marfu' bil-dhamma. Marfu' with what?
Dhamma.
Dhamma. So, back into this. So, how many i'rabs we have?
Four.
We have what? Huh? Marfu', huh? Mansub, majrur, majzum. We have what? Marfu', huh? Marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. You got it?
I'm still writing it down.
Okay. So how many i'rabs we have?
Four.
What are they? Marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. You got it? And how many tashkil we have? Possibilities. We have dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. And we have marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. Marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. Dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun. All right? You got that? So now, this is how we figure it out. I want to figure out. I have Ahmed yalab. And then somebody says, hey, you, tell me. What, sir? What should I put on Ahmed, on the dao? Should I put Ahmadu yalabu or Ahmada yalaba or Ahmadi yalabi or Ahmad yalab? Which one?
Ahmad yalab. Ahmad.
That's wrong.
Ahmadu.
Yeah. Ahmadu yalabu. Then he tells you why. Why did he do it? You say because mubtada is marfu', khabar is marfu', and here it is marfu'. In this case, marfu' bil dhamma. Marfu' with what?
Bil-dhamma.
Bil-dhamma. And the khabar here, marfu' bit dhamma. You got it? You got it?
Yes.
Good, good, good. So, let's look at the first column in our homework.
Which?
Yay.
What column? The
first column that says the singular. The singular. Not in the homework, I'm sorry, in the handouts that I just gave to you.
Exercise?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Which is number three, which is, yes, the first column, the second column from the right, the second column from the right that says singular. Do you see it? If you can't read the word singular, you can write it on the top of the column.
Okay.
Singular. So what is singular here? Singular is just one person. So it is, how do we make it marfu'a if we have Muslim? If we have Muslim. For example, if we say, hadha Muslim. If we say, hadha Muslim. So, okay. So, Muslim, if we want to make it marfu'a here, al-i'rab. Yes.
No, because like the triad has 3 points.
So
it's a quadrated.
Marfu.
Quadrated.
Mansub.
But did we just write that?
Majroor. Yes, we're going to do it for the word Muslim. Majzoom.
The word Muslim describes us. Yes.
Majroor. Marfu. Mansub. Majroor, majzu. And let's look at the word Muslim. Muslim.
Yay.
And I tell you, how do you make Muslim marfu'? You put what to make it marfu'? Dhamma, mashallah. So, marfu'. So here, so we say Muslimu. Muslimu.
What is
that?
What is the second
word? Marfu, you do Muslimu.
Huh?
Mansub.
Marfu.
Mansub. Majroor, majzum. Marfu. Mansub. Majroor, majzum. You got it?
Yeah.
So, marfu', mansub, majroor, majzum. Marfu', mansub, majroor, majzum. So, marfu' is muslimu. Now, I need you to tell me, how do I make it mansub?
Oh, I know.
Go ahead.
Alif.
So, pronounce it.
Muslima.
Muslima. Masha'Allah. How do I make it majroor?
Kasra.
Uh-huh. So what? How do I say it? Muslimi.
Oh, Muslimi.
Muslimi. And how do I make it majzoom?
Muslim.
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 Muslim. You got it? You got it?
Yeah.
Perfect. What happened if it's a female? If it's a female Muslim? First of all, how do I convert Muslim from male to female?
Muslimat.
I put that.
Muslimat.
Yes, Muslimat. Muslimat. Or Muslimatu. Muslimatu. Muslima. So when we add ta'at ta'anith, this is called the what? Female ta'. I add the what? Female ta'. So it converts from male into female. Got it? So now how do I make the Muslima marfu'a? By the way, if you, this is ta' marbuta. So if you stop, you say Muslima. Thus, if you continue, you say Muslimat.
Muslimat.
For marfu'a, Muslimu. So, for the word Muslima.
Yeah, for the word Muslima, for marfu'a, it would be Muslimu.
For marfu'a, it's going to be Muslimatu. 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 How about marsub? Muslimata. How about maksur? Muslimati. How about majzum?
Muslimat.
Muslimat. You got that?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, this is true for single. This is true for what?
Single.
If the number's more than one, then it's going to be a different form. Okay? It's going to be a different form, and we're not going to get into that. We're just going to stop here now until we learn this and do the homework. Okay? All right.
Picture time.
Yay.
I'm ready for my close-up. Close-up.
Now, collect the quiz.
Quiz.
I got it. I got it from everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Take a picture of me.
No, take a picture of the board.
Troll, please.
Your face is smelling.
Three pictures. Four.
Five.
Okay.
Four.
Now let's take hadith from the hadith that we have. And this hadith is going to be al-dhikru ni'matun. Al-dhikru ni'matun. Let's do i'rab for the hadith. Okay?
Is this the one like... Is this the last one? No.
It is the one on page 18.
I got it.
Oh, the big packet.
No, I don't know why this.
The big packet of cheesiness.
Cheesiness?
Yes. Al-dhikru ni'matu. Ni'matun.
Page 19.
Al-dhikru ni'matun. Okay. Now, let's understand the i'rab, and then we understand the meaning. Al-dhikru is what?
Mubtada. I got it.
Mubtada. MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you. And ni'matun?
It's a word.
Khabar. So, we're saying that we're giving information about al-dhik. We're describing al-dhik. So, when we do that, then we describe al-dhik is the subject, which is the mubtada. And then the description itself is the khabar, which is ni'matun. Al-dhikru ni'matun. Al-dhikru mada? Ni'matun. Okay? It's like, what about dhikr you want to tell me? I'm going to tell you it's a blessing from Allah. Why is it a blessing? We'll understand now what is the meaning of al-dhikr and why is it ni'matun after we do the i'rab. So, what is al-dhikr? Is al-dhikr mu'annath? Female or male?
Male.
Male.
How about ni'matun?
Female.
Okay, so that is a female word.
Male
word.
Male.
And this is what?
Female
word. Okay. Now,
yes.
What is the i'rab of mubtada?
Marfu'.
Marfu'. And what is the i'rab of khabar?
Marfu'.
Yes. Good. And what is the tashkil? What is the tashkil of marfu'?
Dhamma.
And
dhamma. You got it?
Yes.
So that helps you a lot in the Quran. It helps you a lot to understand the Quran because you need to understand the verb, who did what, what is mubtada, what is khabar. If you try to understand Arabic, you need these basic skills to tell what is mubtada, what is khabar, and what's marfu' and madmum and things like that. You got it? Now, let's talk about what is dhikr.
Dhikr is remembering Allah.
Remembering Allah. What do you mean remembering Allah? Did you forget Allah?
No.
If I quiz you now and say, hey, everybody, do you know Allah? Do you know? Do you remember who's Allah?
Yeah.
Everybody say, yeah? It's Allah, God.
So
our God.
We think remembering like him, like praising him, and for remembering
like,
him for like all the things. Because like we get all something that happens to us, and then we like tend to like forget on it and like think that, oh, this happened out of good luck or something. And then so then like we don't thank Allah for what he's given us.
Masha Allah, takbir. Very good answer. I love this answer.
Bringing him into the center of our focus and only...
MashaAllah! High five!
Never forgetting about him, like, for example, like, something lucky happens to you, like, you praise Allah for that event.
MashaAllah! MashaAllah!
Huh?
Just always, like, praising him and, like, thanking him.
Right. Okay. You all gave good answers. I want to tell you something important that happens to you when you go into your daily activities. You can focus only on one thing at a time. Can you focus on two things?
No.
You can't. You can only focus on one thing at a time. Okay? People who can't focus on one thing at a time, they are called people who have attention deficit disorder. And they go take medication to help them focus on one thing at a time. Okay? Allah says
ADHD?
In the Quran... Hmm?
Isn't that ADHD? Like they can't focus?
Yes, they can't focus.
Oh, perfect.
They, for example, you guys right now, you can't focus with me in the class. Meaning that you go to Disneyland with your brain. Your body is here, but your brain is in Disneyland. And then you're focusing on Disneyland. Right? Yeah. Or you're focusing on the dinner. Or you're focusing on something else. What is the problem if you focus on something else in the class?
And you don't learn because you're not focusing on what the teacher is teaching you.
Exactly. You're absent. You're what?
Absent.
Your ear is your body.
Perfect. Your body is here, but you're absent-minded.
You're half here.
You're half here. You say you are absent-minded. Okay? That is the forgetfulness that we mean. Forgetfulness doesn't mean that you erase your memory. No. It means that your focus is, you're not focusing on that thing, then you forget it. So, there is something we call in the brain of a human.
In about 20 seconds,
there is something here called circle of focus.
Whoa.
Circle of focus. And
5 seconds.
And this circle of focus.
2 seconds.
In this circle of focus, you have. What is it right now? 9:59. Okay. In the circle of focus, you have only one thing. Okay? You can have only one thing in your circle of focus. You can have only one thing in the circle of focus. Now, you just said it. You guys just said it. When you are going through your daily activities, you're focusing on what you're doing. So right now, you're focusing on Arabi. Little bit, after a few minutes, you'll be focusing on Quran. Then you're going to be focusing on taking lunch. Yeah. Then you're going to be focusing on Islamic studies. Then you go home, and God knows what you'll be focusing on. So now, during that time, what happens to Allah in the circle of focus? Allah goes out of the circle of focus.
Oh my God.
So that's focus.
Shouldn't there be like an inner circle of focus and an outer circle of focus, and then
Allah
goes into
the circle of focus? Allah is out. Allah's out of circle of focus.
That's what he just did right now.
This is called what? Forgetness of Allah. This is called forgetness of Allah.
Allah's out of
town. No. We don't do jokes about Allah.
Not funny.
You're the one who said first.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgetness. Oh, one T?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is called forgetfulness of Allah. When Allah is out of the circle of focus, this is called forgetfulness of Allah. Allah wants you, if you want to bring Allah to the circle of focus, bring Allah to the circle of focus. Is called the remembrance of Allah. Okay, so the remembrance. The remembrance of Allah back into the circle of focus and goes. So that's what we do. That's what we do, is to bring Allah back to the circle of focus. Now, when you do that, things change. Can you tell me how things will change if you bring Allah to the circle of focus? Do you have any ideas?
Huh? If you're going to do something bad, then you remember that Allah said not to do it.
Like, takbir! It will stop you from doing something bad when you remember Allah. Huh? If you remember, is it possible, if the greatness of Allah is in your circle of focus, is it possible that you can do something bad?
No.
I challenge you. I challenge you to do something bad if the remembrance of the greatness of Allah is in your mind. Tell you why. Give you an example. Just a simplified example. If you see the police, okay, driving the car, the police car is following you. And then it comes into your circle of focus that the police is watching you and following you. circle, become goes into your circle of focus. Is it possible that you would run a red light?
No.
Intentionally? No. Is it possible that you're going to skip a stop sign? No. Is it possible that you're going to speed up?
No, but it's no. Because it's
because
like
you
start speeding the highway and then once the police car is in sight, everyone
slows down. Yes, exactly.
It's like have you ever been to a highway?
Right.
It's like for, it happens like every
that's
day.
Like
yes.
Saying, like in Islam, when Allah when we think He's not looking.
Right.
We know
He's looking, but when He's
when
absent from the circle
it.
Of focus.
Then we're doing bad stuff.
You know when people are driving in the freeway, and then they remember the police, they slow down. They slow down, right? Because they remember the police, so they slow down. So this is a proof to you that if you remember the greatness of Allah, if the greatness of Allah in your circle of focus, it is impossible that you do something wrong. Got it?
Yeah.
And this is why it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Why? Because it makes you a better person. It qualifies you for Jannah. It makes you a person, okay, that qualifies for Jannah. Okay. What if you don't remember Allah during the bad deed?
Then you do it.
Then what happens if you remember Allah after doing the bad deed?
And you regret it and you ask for forgiveness. That could
be it. Exactly. So you remember Allah, then you regret it, then you ask for forgiveness, then here we go. Here we go.
What?
It's a blessing.
Oh.
Why? Because your sins will be wiped off and you'll get hasanat instead. Allah will change your sins into hasanat. Allah will change the bad deeds into good deeds once you repent. You got it?
Yes.
So it helps you become a better person and it helps you go to Jannah. And that's why it is a blessing. Now let me tell you what's the homework. The homework is to memorize the words. Is to memorize the words in the lesson number two. Lesson number two.
This one?
Yes, which is based to... Yeah, but no, the other one.
Oh, that
the previous
one.
That lower table.
Oh, like memorize the sentences?
The vocab. Just memorize the vocab.
But you just had it clear on it.
Yeah, lesson number two.
12 boxes, 60.
This one?
Yes. So, the two words. You can say it's muqtada and khabar words.
Yes.
Okay. So...
memorize.
How many parts to the homework are there?
Memorize sentences in page 21. Two. Describe. Two events that where the remembrance of Allah made you change your mind.
Like, does it have to be real?
Like eating.
Yes.
Like,
fasting.
Or
Ramadan.
You can think of two events where the remembrance of Allah.
I joined my sister.
Maybe.
Made you. Change your mind.
That's it?
Yes.
Yay!
So you just do memorize and write down this.
That's barely anything.
Yeah. Let me...
True.
It would be very good if you memorize the words in the table, the sentences. They are really good. Al-akhu dhakay, al-ukht dhakayya, al-khalu sadiq, al-khala sadiqa. All these things. Okay. Now let me collect the homework. Did I get the homework of last time from you?
No. Like
so I need both.
I think I turned it to 100. Where did I say?
Yes,
no,
I did. No, we didn't.
You just looked at mine. Yeah, you didn't take it.
Oh,
yeah, she graded it. She graded it.
Yeah. Well, I also
keep it. She graded it. I remember it now.
Oh, my God. I just ripped out my nose.
Yes, because you need to put it in a binder. Okay, let me get to today's homework.
Wait, what was that again?
It was the tree thing.
The tree.
Yes, do you have it? Did I get it from you?
Yeah, I got it.
Did I get it?
Hey, you have
the You're late.
Where have you been?
I've been teaching the kindergarten club.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shame. That's okay, that's good.
One more fun than the No, it's not here. They're so cute. First period is over and your second period class is waiting for you.
Okay. What time is it, Ron?
It's
10:10. Okay.
Whoa, it's 10:10. It's 10:10.
10:10.
That's pretty random. 10:10. 10 seconds.
No.
10 squared. That's so red. 10 to the 10th power.
10 to the 10th power.
10 plus 10 plus 10.
10 to the infinity.
10.
It's infinity.
Exactly. 10. Plus 10.
Okay. A slow exponent.
Should I just email your mom?
Infinity to the power of infinity.
Whoa, dude, that's like infinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, just check this out. 1 to the power of 1.
Whoa, it's 1.
Oh my god, that's bad. That's for everything now. It's so hard.
I know, only people in the most society can figure it out.
They're only like smart people, like Albert Einstein.
Yes.
What are the other?
So you have to go second period now.
Like what?
Like trying to steal me.
Trying to what?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I need a third period PTA, and I'm like, I can. There's a teacher for economic studies who apparently doesn't have a TA.
If you want to be.
Sister Sabaha was asking me if I could TA for her class because apparently she's going to be really bad. So, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Don't erase the board now. Erase it after I take pictures.
And I was like, no.